Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 223 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Incidents at the Pencil Factory, wherein Conley, after having made the third affidavit, purported to reenact the occurrence of the murder between himself and Frank, wherein the body of Mary Fagan was taken from the office floor to the cellar of the factory, the testimony permitted by the court being substantially as follows. I will have to give you the time of Conley's arrival at the factory approximately. I was up there at 12 o'clock, and I was a few minutes late. Conley had not arrived there then. We waited until they brought him there, which was probably 10 or 15 minutes later. The officers brought Conley into the main entrance of the factory here, and to the staircase. I don't know where the staircase is here. Yes, here it is, indicating on diagram. And they carried him up here and told him what he was there of, and questioned him, and made him understand that he was to reenact the pantomime. After a few minutes' conversation, and a very brief conversation, Conley led the officers back here and turned off to his left to a place back here. I guess this is it, indicating on diagram, right where this is near some toilets. And he was telling his story as he went through there, and he said when he got up there, he went back and found the body in that place. He was talking constantly all the time, practically. I don't know how he made out a part of his story. Well, when he got back, after reaching this point at the rear left side of the factory, describing the position of the body, as he stated it, he stated the head was lying towards the north and the feet towards the south, as indicated, and there was a cord around the neck. He didn't state how long it took for the various movements. I didn't time it. I know the time I arrived there and the time I left the factory. Conley said when he found the body, he came up to Mr. Frank, called to him some point along here, I should judge, indicating on the diagram. I don't understand this diagram exactly. And he told him the girl was dead, and I don't know just exactly what Frank said. I will try to eliminate as much of that conversation as I can. Anyhow, he said he came on up where Mr. Frank was, and he was instructed to go to the cotton room, which he showed us. I don't know. It must be on the same side of the building about here, I judge, indicating. And he went in there, 140. He showed us the cotton room, and he said he went back and he